Yeah, you know, sometimes you look at the polling data and there are numbers that just jump off the screen at you. And this is one of those. Huh. Because just take a look here. MAGA GOP view of Trump. Approve 100%. 100%. If you are a member of MAGA and the GOP, you approve of Donald John Trump. 0% say that they disapprove. You don't have to be a mathematical genius to know you can't go higher than 100%. He is the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
This is my video update on this Wednesday afternoon, March the 18th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with two Truth Social posts from President Trump. He just posted these. The first one is, I wonder what would happen if we finished off what's left of the Iranian terror state and let the countries that use it, we don't, be responsible for the so-called Strait. That would get some of our non-responsive allies in gear and fast, President DJT. Allies in quotes. Notice the spelling of Strait. The Strait of Hormuz. I don't even know what he means by that. The allies, I understand. Our allies, because they're not really our allies. He's right about that. He is right about that. They're your vassals. They're not your allies. I don't think he understands that. But anyway, the Strait thing, I don't quite get why he spelled it like that. I don't understand what his point is. It's not the Strait of Hormuz. It's the Strait of Hormuz. Okay. So Trump's message is that he's upset. That's his message. He's upset that he's not getting this coalition. Not that the United States needs a coalition. What are the vassals going to really do with regards to the Strait of Hormuz? What do the vassals have that the United States does not have? He just wants the coalition so he can say he's got a coalition. Obama had a coalition. Biden had a coalition. Bush had a coalition. How come I don't have a coalition? You have a coalition in Project Ukraine. You do have a coalition in Project Ukraine, right? So he needs that coalition because that coalition will help him sell the war in Iran to the American people, or he believes that a coalition will make the war with Iran more sellable, providing the United States and Israel with some time and space. If they can sell this to the American people by saying that the UK and France and Norway and Denmark and Sweden, Canada, Australia, they're all on board, then they believe that the American people will say, oh, well, you know, if the UK and Canada and Sweden are with us, then fight on. Yeah, keep on going, Trump. We got a coalition. So his post on Truth Social is a threat, right? It's a threat to the allies. Either we form a coalition. What am I trying to say? Either we form a coalition, or we're going to just dump this on you. We break it, you buy it. That's the warning. That'll get them going. We're dumping the Strait of Hormuz on all of you guys because we don't even use it. Well, if you don't use it and you don't need it, then why did you start this war? Anyway, okay, enough. I'm trying to make sense of something that can't be made sense of. His second post is remember for all those absolute fools out there, Iran is considered by everyone to be the number one state sponsor of terror. We are rapidly putting them out of business. You know, all of these posts that he's putting up on Truth, if it wasn't the United States and it was some other country and they lost a war to Iran, that leader would be in big trouble with all of these posts. Post number one, he says, finished off. I wonder what would happen if we finished off what's left of the Iranian terror state. Finished off. Are you sure these are words that you want to post on social media as the president of a country? Of course, nothing's going to happen to Trump. It's the United States, okay? But man, he says in his second post that we are rapidly putting them out of business. Okay. Let's get to the news. And let's shift gears and talk about Zelensky. And Zelensky's tour of Europe. His tour of Europe is Paris, Bucharest, London, Madrid. He's traveling all over Europe. Even the Telegraph is calling it the Zelensky tour. They're actually calling it Zelensky's Don't Forget About Me tour, exposes panic in Ukraine. President visits Starmer in London to call for continued support as the world's focus shifts to Iran. It's don't forget about me. Don't you forget about me. From Simple Minds. Simple Minds, Zelensky. Zelensky's Don't You Forget About Me tour. So he was in London, the Green Goblin, and he was in Paris just a couple of days ago, right? Has he already been to Bucharest and he's on his way next to Madrid? I don't remember him stopping off in Bucharest. Maybe I missed that. But his next stop is going to be Madrid, okay? So he's in London. He's getting comforted by 008 Keir Starmer. He greets Keir Starmer with a hug. Then they give some speeches with Keir Starmer, some high-level, high-up British officials. I don't know where they were giving their speeches. The king was there. And Zelensky shows off this app. This is the story here. Zelensky has an iPad app, which he claims shows what's really going on in the conflict in Ukraine. This is like a real-time iPad app, which shows all of Ukraine's victories and all of Russia's losses. And it exposes the real picture of the conflict in Ukraine. And it shows how bad Russia is losing. This app is showing everything in real time. And Zelensky said that he wanted to present this to Trump when they were last meeting. When was the last time they were in the same room, Trump and Zelensky? Was it at Munich? Where was it? I forgot. About like a month ago or 2 months ago. They were at the same event. But Zelensky claims that he wanted to show this iPad app to Trump in order to show Trump that Ukraine is actually winning the war and it's not as Russia or Putin is presenting it. Because this map, this iPad app, has a map of Ukraine. It shows everything that's going on, real time picture of Ukraine's victory and Russia's defeat. This is what they want us to believe. The whole world is a clown world. Why am I doing these videos? Yeah, they want us to believe that that Alensky is traveling around Europe carrying an app, an iPad app of the real battlefield picture. And he's showing it to everybody. And I think he gifted it to Stammer gifted one of these apps, these iPads with the app to Stammer and to the king. Mr. King, I want to present to you an iPad app, which shows what happened on battlefield in real time. I call this app Angry Birds. Mr. President, what is it, Podolyak? Angry Birds is the game that you're playing on the iPad. It's the other app that shows what's going on the battlefield. Podolyak, really? I thought it was this Angry Bird. I thought we were winning because we were throwing birds into Russia and they were knocking things down. No, Mr. President. Angry Birds, the game. It's just a game. So now the UK is going to come out with story after story. The UK media is going to have all these stories about Ukraine's victories and advances because the app is showing it. The app proves it. Stammer's iPad app shows how big Ukraine is winning. Look, it's in the app. It's right here in the app. Great. I'm going to get comments in my videos from all the trolls. Alex is wrong about what's going on in the conflict in Ukraine. I've seen the app. The Telegraph has shown me the app. Ukraine is advancing all the way to Crimea. The app is saying so. Wonderful. As if I don't already have enough trolls with their Kiev in 3 days. Every video I post, every freaking video that I post, Kiev in 3 days. I'm convinced that all the messages about Kiev in 3 days under my videos is Mark Milley. It's Mark Milley. I'm convinced. I gotta keep up the propaganda of my Kiev in 3 days. I gotta keep it going. It's Mark Milley. Posting on videos, Kiev in 3 days, Kiev in 3 days. I got to keep it alive. Fucking hell. Okay, so Alensky signed an agreement with Stammer, and they're going to partner up on manufacturing drones. Big military deal. UK and Ukraine expand drone collaboration as Stammer endorses Alensky. United Kingdom and Ukraine agreed to collaborate on selling drone technology abroad during Ukrainian President Alensky's visits, while UK leader Keir Starmer reaffirmed support for Kiev amid Middle East tensions. What a great gig they have going on, huh? These globalists. What a great freaking gig. They take all of the taxpayer money and they give it to Ukraine. All these billions go to Ukraine. They go into the country and then they come back out in the form of drone companies or military collaborations. What a great gig. Talk about easy money. Doesn't get any easier than that. So an update on the Druzhba issue. We have a solution. Maybe a solution. Can you hear the frogs? I don't know if you can hear the frogs. They're everywhere. I'd rather be filming, recording the frogs. They're more honest than all of this slop coming from Alensky. Green Goblin. It's the Green Goblin app. It's the Goblin app. The Goblin app, which shows everything that's happening on the battlefield. You can buy it on iTunes, on Apple iTunes for $20 a month. We don't have it ready for Google Play yet. So Ursula is saying that there's a solution to the Druzhba Ba oil pipeline issue with Hungary, and once the oil starts flowing to Hungary, once everything gets resolved, then the EU is expecting Orbán to approve the $90 billion to Project Ukraine. I'm not going to read you all of Ursula's post on X, but the one part that I will read you is where she says, the EU has offered Ukraine technical support and funding. The Ukrainians have welcomed and accepted this offer. Not only is Ukraine going to get technical support from the EU to fix the Druzhba pipeline, but they're also going to get funding, right, to fund, because that's what Ursula does. That's her specialty. Don't only send a team to help Ukraine fix the Druzhba pipeline. Let's also create a fund, right? And of course, Ukraine says yes. Yeah, of course. You're going to create a fund? Great. Sure. How much are you going to put into that fund? A couple billion? Awesome. So Peter Sciatto, he replied to Ursula, and he said, good morning, Ursula von der Leyen. After nearly 50 days, the EU Commission has noticed that two member states are under an oil blockade by Ukraine, now promising to resolve the situation. Don't be fooled. This is a political game. Every step was coordinated between Kiev and Brussels. Let's not pretend that von der Leyen is solving a problem she was previously unaware of. We call on Zelensky and von der Leyen to stop this political theater. The oil blockade against Hungary must be lifted immediately. I think Sciatto may be watching our videos on the Duran, or maybe he watches my walk and talk. I doubt it. But anyway, yeah, it's all theater. The whole Druzhba thing was theater, obviously. Obviously, Ukraine is not shutting down oil pipelines unless he has the go-ahead from the EU and even the people above von der Leyen and the EU, obviously. And obviously there was no damage that couldn't be repaired on the Druzhba pipeline. All of this was being done. I said this weeks ago, many weeks ago. This is all being done to F up Orbán before the elections. They wanted to create some sort of an oil crisis. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day, because they wanted to create an oil crisis for Hungary. And what did they end up getting? They ended up getting a war in Iran, which has created an oil crisis for the EU. And now they need the Druzhba. So the elections in Hungary, they are coming up in a matter of weeks. And we are now getting reports that Facebook has been restricting Orbán posts. And I've also read, though I cannot confirm this, that one of the higher-ups in the opposition TISA party, which is the party that is supported by the EU globalists, was a former employee of Meta. Isn't that convenient? So allegedly Orbán's posts are being restricted. And it looks like the opposition party has some sort of connections, allegedly, to Facebook. I imagine their posts are not being restricted. Ah, the Zuck bot. The Zuck bot strikes again. Remember when Trump said in his first term that he was going to deal with big tech? Remember all of that? He was going to take down big tech and deal with big tech. He didn't do shit. He didn't do anything. In his second term, he ended up cozying up to big tech. Now he's buddies with the Zuck bot. So Stubb was speaking at Chatham House. I wonder what they're going to build here. What do you guys think they're going to construct here? What is this going to be? Let me know in the comments down below. So Stubb, the leader of Finland, Mr. Stubb, Stubbity Stubb, he's speaking at Chatham House, where all the globalists go to speak, where they go to hang out. And someone proposed a deal for resolving Iran and Ukraine. Not resolving the conflicts, to be quite honest, but dealing with Trump with regards to Iran and Ukraine, because Trump is very bitter at the fact that the EU allies, the allies, are not helping him out with the Strait of Hormuz. And he's talking about Ukraine now, right? Trump is saying that he helped out with Ukraine. He actually said that Ukraine would have lost in a matter of days or even hours if the U.S. was not helping. An admission that this is a U.S. proxy war. You see, Trump just says it. He blurts it out, not knowing what he's saying or what he's admitting. But he actually said that Ukraine would have lost in a matter of days if it wasn't for the United States and the U.S.'s support. Thank you for saying that, President Trump. So someone proposed an idea of Iran and Ukraine, a deal. And Stubb liked it. He said it's a great idea. Basically, the proposition is that Europe could offer to help Trump on Iran. And Trump agrees to fully back Ukraine. No details were provided as to how this would work. But Stubb said it's a really good idea. And he says that Trump is someone that likes to make a deal. He likes to bargain and negotiate. And this may be something that they can discuss with Trump. We'll help you with the Strait of Hormuz if you help us with Project Ukraine, or you don't leave Project Ukraine. He's not going to leave Project Ukraine. Come on. Who believes this stuff? Trump is going to abandon Project Ukraine, or he's going to abandon NATO. He doesn't have the authority to abandon NATO or leave Project Ukraine. They won't let him. Think Lindsey Graham is going to let Trump leave Project Ukraine, or Rubio is going to let Trump leave Project Ukraine, or leave NATO? Never going to happen. All theater from the Europeans. As I said in my video update yesterday, if the Europeans, first of all, the Europeans can't really add anything to the Strait of Hormuz thing, militarily, physically, they can't really add anything that the U.S. can't handle or can't do. So they have nothing to add. They could add their name, and Trump can go around and say coalition. Okay. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, they should say we support Trump. I think Estonia already said that we support Trump. So there you go, Trump. You have Estonia. Just throw Lithuania and Latvia in there, and you have a coalition of 4 or 5 countries, right? But if Trump was really winning big, then the Europeans would want to attach their name to this. They can't add anything to it to make a difference. But if this was a winning deal, a winning project, a winning war, of course they would want to be associated with it. Maybe they would be able to eat some of the crumbs that fall off of the table. So Alice Weidel, yes, I know I'm not pronouncing it correct. Let me know in the comments down below. I know you're going to blast me in the comments down below. Okay. She said Trump is now requesting help for Iran. This suggests that they entered this mission without a clear concept. Obviously, the Americans didn't think about an exit strategy. So Larijani has been confirmed killed. My understanding of the assassination of Larijani, it was not only Larijani and this commander that were killed, but many people were killed, including his son. His son was also killed. And this was not some sort of, at least my reading of this, what I've read about the killing of Larijani, this was not some sort of precision strike. This was a strike that took out a neighborhood, and a lot of people were killed and injured. But we have the funeral. I think the funeral is today, either today or tomorrow. I think today is the funeral. And big crowds, at least I saw images of big crowds gathered around the memorial, the remembering of Ladinjani. And we already have a replacement. Said Jalili will succeed Ali Ladinjani. And the reports are that he is, take a guess, a hardliner. He's a big-time hardliner. But Alexander called it. No one is saying this, but Alexander is saying this. He's the one that pointed this out yesterday in our video on the Duran. Israel's strategy, without a doubt, is a decapitation strategy. They're just going to keep on trying to decapitate the leadership. They're just going to keep on going at it, however long it takes. As long as they have the U.S. there, they're just going to keep on decapitating Iranian leadership until they get some sort of collapse, or at least they hope for some sort of chaos and collapse. That is their plan. Now, the U.S., okay, we've discussed this many times. There's no plan. Maybe there is a plan. Maybe there's many different plans. Maybe they're trying to figure out a plan. We've talked about this in many videos. But the decapitation strategy, that is what Israel is going for. And that is what they will continue to do. But it's never going to work. Even Arachi, the foreign minister, said it's not going to work. He says, you take one of us out, we have a new person to replace us. And you take that person out, we have a new person. We're a country of 92 million people, of 92 million highly educated, very capable people, is what Arachi was getting at. It's never going to work because we have a very well laid out succession plan. For whatever position, whoever it is. That was what Arachi said when asked about Ladinjani. But the Washington Post put up an article with the title, Israel urges Iranians to revolt, but privately assesses they'll be slaughtered. Israeli officials told U.S. counterparts they hope for an uprising, even though it would lead to a massacre, according to a State Department cable reviewed by the Post. So all the talk about Iranians rising up and take your country back, they don't mean it. They don't mean it. They want the Iranians to rise up and create chaos so that your country collapses and that everything just goes to shit. That's what they want. They understand, according to the Washington Post, the cable that they've reviewed, the State Department cable, they understand that if there were to be some sort of rising up to remove the government, even if this was to happen, which it's unlikely it's going to happen, but it would lead to the country just being torn into pieces, which they have no problem with. So the Marines are on their way. They are getting very close, or they're getting closer. The USS Tripoli has been spotted passing Singapore, moving very fast to get to the 5,000 Marines in place for whatever they're going to do, whether they're going to seize ships leaving the Strait of Hormuz, or whether they're going to try and capture Karg Island or some sort of other special operation. Their ETA is set for March 25th. So March 25th, we may have boots on the ground, 5,000 Marines, and no turning back. That is the point of no return. Once the boots on the ground happens, then there is no turning back. For Trump, the USS Ford, that is heading back to Suda Bay, back to Crete. All kinds of problems on the Ford. All kinds of issues with toilets and clogged up poop and fires. That was the Ford, right? Which had the clogged up toilets. Definitely the fires. Fires breaking out and all kinds of issues with the USS Ford. And it's out. It's going back to Crete. So the Ford is gone. The Lincoln, my understanding of the Lincoln is that it's also moving out of the region. And I guess what you have in the region at the moment is the poppy bush. Reuters is reporting that the U.S. is trying to get Syria involved in the war in Lebanon, the Israeli war and attacks in Lebanon that are taking place. And the plan is to try and get al-Jalani, al-Shara, involved. U.S. encourages Syrian action against Hezbollah. Damascus is hesitant, sources say. So even the al-Jalani, al-Shara puppet is not wanting any part of this. That's pretty significant. So what is happening in Dubai with the real estate market? It looks like if you bought a home, a property in Dubai in 2025, you are underwater. That is according to this chart that is making the rounds on social media. The real estate index has crashed down completely. Why do I say 2025? Because I need to add some context to this chart that is making the rounds on X and on Telegram. When you zoom out and you get a complete picture of the real estate market going back many, many years, it paints a different picture. Basically 2025. We are now back. The drop has taken the market prices back to 2025, maybe the end of 2024 levels. So it's a crash, but it's not a complete collapse. If you bought your home earlier or your property earlier than 2024, for the time being, you're still doing good. At least according to this chart. The U.S. is going to ease sanctions on Venezuela to try and add more oil to the markets. Got to keep that price under 100. Got to keep that price under 100. In Asia, oil is going for 150. In the West, in the United States, in the West, oil is going for 100, give or take. So it's a crazy oil market right now. But eventually it'll match up. It'll align. Eventually, right now, you probably have a good hedging opportunity. I'm sure a lot of people are making a lot of money. I'm sure people who are in the know are making a lot of money. How am I doing on time? Okay. I'm doing all right. All of these gnats everywhere. Reminds me of my days in Virginia. Summers in Virginia. So Trump was meeting with the leader of Ireland, Mr. Martin, and St. Patrick's Day, by the way. Happy St. Patrick's Day. You know, yesterday I was wearing my green, but I forgot to say Happy St. Patrick's Day, even though I was wearing my green, and I knew I was wearing my green for a reason. I'm going to wear my green so I can say Happy St. Patrick's Day, and I completely forgot. So Martin was meeting with Trump at the Oval Office, and Trump started to bash 008 Keir Starmer, and Martin came to defend Starmer. He didn't pull a Mertz. He didn't pull a Mertz where Trump was bashing Spain, and Mertz just sat there and bashed Spain some more. Please, Mr. President, Daddy Trump, bash Spain. Give it to Spain, Daddy Trump. No, Martin came out to defend 008 Keir Starmer. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know, Martin. Is that good that you came, that you actually came to the defense of 008 Keir Starmer? But he did. Trump was bashing Starmer because the UK is not joining Trump's Strait of Hormuz coalition. And Trump is bitter and he's upset and he's hurt. He feels betrayed by Keir, and Martin, he defended Keir Starmer. He said that that good things are going on with Keir Starmer, at least for Ireland. Ireland is doing some good things with 008 Keir Starmer, and And he hopes that Trump will eventually find his way back to the arms of 008. That was Martin's message to Trump. And then a reporter asked Trump, are you afraid that if you put boots on the ground in Iran, it could be another Vietnam? And Trump's answer was, no, I'm really not afraid of anything. Okay, he's not afraid of another Vietnam. Not afraid of anything. I like it. I like it a lot. I fear nothing. Nothing. So he was asked about Joe Kent as well, Joe Kent's resignation. That was big news yesterday. And Trump said that Joe Kent really didn't know much about security. He said he was a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but he really did not know anything about security because Trump is a security expert and a man who deployed 11 times into combat had no idea about security, knew nothing about security. And Trump didn't like the fact that Kent said that Iran was not an imminent threat. Trump said yesterday in his reply to the reporter that Iran is an imminent threat, a tremendous threat to the world. So that was his reply to the question about Joe Kent. Tulsi Gabbard posted a message about the resignation as well. I don't think I have it bookmarked, but if you read Tulsi Gabbard's post on X, if you read her statement on the resignation of Joe Kent, it's very clear that she is putting everything on Trump. She basically said in her post, Trump saw the intel, he made the decision, he decided that Iran was an imminent threat, he decided that it was necessary for the United States to go to war. Trump saw everything and he made the decision. So she didn't come out against Trump, but she's definitely in her statement, she's definitely saying, this is all on him. He's the decision maker. He made the decision. He's the one that assessed everything and said, we need to go to war. And as the president of the United States, she said, having winning the elections, that's his right to do so. That was her statement. She didn't go against Trump, but she basically said, it's all your decision. This is all on you. So Kim Jong-un won elections in North Korea, parliamentary elections, with 99.93% of the vote. Congratulations to Kim Jong-un. Surprised. It was a shock. That was a shock result. At least they have elections in North Korea, I guess. It's more than you could say for Brussels, for the EU. No, you have parliament elections in the EU. You have parliament elections. And then the parliament, they elect Ursula. I'm joking. The EU is all democracy, baby. It is all democracy. The EU. Ursula has been voted into office, voted by her buddies into office. I'm joking. Ursula is democracy. Democracy is Ursula. Let's do a clown world. Do I even need to say that anymore? So there's a video of BB and Huckabee. That's what I wrote down here, BB and Huckabee. Sounds like Tango and Cash. It sounds like a parody, a satire comedy movie of Tango and Cash, BB and Huckabee. Now playing in cinemas, BB and Huckabee. There's a video of them walking around, I guess the U.S. Embassy or somewhere. And they're walking around and Netanyahu takes out the kill list of all the leaders, the Iranian leaders that Israel's going to assassinate. And Huckabee says, am I on the list? And Netanyahu's like, no, you're not on the list. And Huckabee's like, woo, thank God I'm not on the list. Crazy. I don't have anything else to say about that. How about this meme, this post that is going around X, which has Caroline Leavitt whispering something to Trump. Sir, maybe we should release the real Epstein files to distract the public from this Iran war shit show. So true. So freaking true. And what else? I think that's it. I don't have anything else. I will leave it there. The Duran.locals.com. We're on X, we're on Rumble, we're on Telegram. Go to Duran Shop, pick up some merch. And we're on Substack. I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care.